A Fable from Aesop, The Crow and the Water Jar. One day, a crow was feeling really thirsty, so he circled around close to the ground looking for water. After searching a good long while, he finally spotted a clay jar of water not far away. He flew over to it, perched himself firmly on the rim of the jar, and prepared to drink. But then he saw that there was only a little bit of water in the jar. Also, the mouth was small and the neck was long. No matter how the crow stretched his neck, he couldn't reach the water at the bottom of the jar. What could he do? "I can knock the jar over," the crow thought to himself. "That way the water will pour out and I can drink from the puddle it forms on the ground." So he flew up high into the sky, then rammed himself into the jar. But it was too heavy. Even when he used all his might, the jar didn't budge one bit. In anger, the crow went to pick up a stone with his beak and hurled it at the jar. He originally thought he might be able to smash the jar with the stone and thus get his drink. However, the stone instead landed kerplunk right inside the jar. The crow flew over to the jar to have a look and saw that it was not even chipped. But after looking at it carefully, he noticed something. After the stone landed in the water at the bottom of the jar, the water level seemed to be a bit higher than it originally was. "I've got it," he thought. "My thirst will soon be quenched." The crow was very pleased with himself. "Ha ha!" he cawed and flew into action. One by one, he began carrying pebbles to the jar with his beak and dropping them into the water inside. As the pile of pebbles grew, the level of the water began, little by little, to rise. The water finally rose to the top of the jar where the crow could at long last reach it. He perched himself on the lip of the jar and bent his head down to drink the delicious sweet water. His thirst quenched, he felt content and satisfied.